With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, or CDPHE, says all visitors and residents of Eagle, Summit, Pickens, and Gunnison counties should minimize social contact whether or not people are showing symptoms of COVID-19. CDPHE says those experiencing cough, fever, or shortness of breath should isolate for at least 7 to 10 days after the start of those symptoms. As of yesterday, there are 13 presumptive positive cases of COVID-19 in Pickens County, 18 in Eagle, and 2 in Garfield County, but officials say there is community transmission in Colorado's high country and that many more people are likely infected. Pickens County officials say only high-risk patients at Aspen Valley Hospital are currently being tested. The Roaring Fork Transit Authority, or RAFTA, announced yesterday that reduced services will begin today. Affected routes include up and down valley express buses, direct buses to and from Snowmass Village, Hogback commuter buses, and Snowmass, Buttermilk, and Highlands skier shuttles. RAFTA Communications Manager Jamie Tetsuno says ridership decreased 11% between March 4th and March 11th. Mail ballots go out today for Basalt's April 7th election. To reduce the spread of COVID-19, Town of Basalt offices will have limited services for the next several weeks and will not be open for walk-ins. Residents who don't receive a ballot this week can call Town Hall. Voters can drop their ballots in the 24/7 ballot box behind Town Hall starting next Tuesday or mail them in. Colorado's governor is criticizing a former Florida lieutenant governor who complained that his vacation was ruined when Vail closed its ski resort over coronavirus concerns. Florida's Jeff Kottkamp tweeted that his family's vacation was destroyed after industry giants Vail Resorts and Alterra Mountain Company closed dozens of North America's well-known resorts. Colorado Governor Jared Polis and Democratic State Senator Kerry Donovan were quick to react. Polis thanked Kottkamp on Twitter for his deep concerns regarding the health of our residents. Donovan says Vail should be commended for its difficult decision. Kottkamp says he understands Vail's decision, but that its no-warning announcement hurt thousands of visitors to the state. I'm Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.